Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, and Dorit Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Se Ben Chava Harab Mir Kahana Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mitman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects that we want to discuss on this week's program. The first one is the so-called military strike on Syria because of their chemical attack on their own people, on their civilians, that was ordered by Donald Trump. And the second subject that we want to discuss is how Bibi Netanyahu is pretending to go after illegal aliens and want to expel illegal aliens from Israel because it's extremely unpopular that he allows all these people into Israel, and they're destroying neighborhoods and cities. And so he's pretending that he's going after them, when in reality it is a complete farce, and we'll explain to you what that means. Let's start off, though, with the strike in Syria that Donald Trump ordered the United States to carry out together with France and Britain. Three different countries, three superpowers, had to attack Syria. And what was the big result of this big attack, where they were warned and they were told, and Donald Trump tweeted that this time the real big missiles are coming and it's going to be really, this is going to be a devastating attack. Donald Trump was threatening and warning in advance. And what happened in the end? Not one Syrian, Iranian, or Russian was killed in the attack. Not one. Over 100 missiles are fired. And not one Syrian, Iranian, or Russian was killed or seriously injured in the attack. What a farce. They, the Syrians, the Iranians, and the Russians, have slaughtered over 1 million Syrian civilians. Over 1 million Syrian men, women, and children have been slaughtered by their own regime, by their own dictator, with the support, of course, of Iran and Russia. Just genocide is going on in that country. They can slaughter over 1 million men, women, and children, but not one of them even gets injured, even gets seriously injured in this big attack that Donald Trump is staging together with France and Britain. And you know, he might as well have brought in another 100 countries to show how impressive and how many people are involved in the attack. What a joke. What a joke. Does anybody seriously think that this will stop Syria from using chemical weapons, that this will in any way prevent Syria from developing chemical weapons or other weapons of mass destruction? Does anyone really seriously think that? The truth is that the real threat in Syria and in the Middle East, there are two real threats, two big threats that have to be dealt with. The first threat, the most serious threat, is from Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. The same way that the United States is able to fly its planes over Syria and not a single American plane was lost. No American planes were lost. There were no American casualties. You see how easy it is? In the same way, the United States can go in and destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. Now, it's true. Iran's nuclear bomb-making program would involve far more extensive bombing than what we saw in this little pinprick attack in Syria. But the United States has the weapons and the capability to destroy even underground facilities in Syria. The United States has the weapons to do that, conventional weapons that can do that. They're called bunker-busting bombs. I mean, very powerful bombs that Jewish scientists invented for America. And so the United States can handle that problem. Within a day or two, the Iranian nuclear threat would be wiped out. If the United States did this, the United States could do this easily. Not invade Iran, not get involved in a quagmire of war, just go in with the Air Force and destroy this tremendous threat of a nuclear holocaust. Just destroy the nuclear reactor in Iran and their underground facilities. Just destroy their program, every vestige of their program, or at least 80 or 90% of it. And if Iran wanted to rebuild it, it would take Iran at least five years to try to rebuild the program. Plus, it would cost Iran hundreds of billions of dollars to rebuild the program, and Iran is not in good shape financially. So it's very questionable as to whether Iran could rebuild this nuclear bomb-making program, certainly not on the scale they have now. So this is the time to do it. This, it has always been the time to do it, and Israel should do it. Israel should strike. If the United States won't do it, Israel should strike. But of course, that coward, Bibi Netanyahu, will never do it. And Donald Trump is not going to do it. He has John Bolton there, who has been advocating what I'm talking about. John Bolton has been saying exactly what I'm saying, that the United States or Israel should go in and militarily destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. Bolton has advocated this for years. He has said this repeatedly. He's now Trump's national security advisor, so hopefully, through some miracle, maybe he can actually influence the orange clown, the orange Mussolini, to go in and finally do something good in his presidency. But I doubt it. I doubt it, because Trump is all bluff, he's all talk, he's a coward, and he's just, like any big mouth, he's just a coward. All bluff and no action. But that's the real problem, the Iranian nuclear bomb-making program. That's the first real problem. The second real problem is actually in Syria and Lebanon. The Iranians and the Hezbollah terrorists have placed 200,000 missiles, 200,000 missiles aimed at Israeli cities, towns, villages, at the whole state of Israel. And they're situated and scattered throughout Syria and Lebanon. Israel should stage a preemptive strike to destroy those missile batteries and to destroy the infrastructure and destroy as much as they can now, before the catastrophe comes. Those are the two big problems. Iran's nuclear bomb-making program and the 200,000 missiles in Lebanon and Syria that are aimed at Israel. Those are the big problems. Those are the things that should be dealt with urgently and that are not being dealt with, and that we're in no way affected by this pathetic, farcical, so-called military strike, which accomplished nothing, which was all a PR stunt to show that Trump is, he's keeping his word. He's not letting them cross the red line and use chemical weapons against their own people. No, not much. And the Russians, of course, are cleverly pretending they're outraged. And the Syrians and the Russians and the Iranians are condemning it and pretending they're outraged. They're playing along and pretending that this was some big thing, when in reality it doesn't affect anything on the ground. It affects almost nothing. We're in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of trouble, and Israel is in grave danger. Grave danger of a nuclear holocaust, God forbid. Grave danger. And if not a nuclear holocaust, then the missile attacks from Syria and Lebanon, they could be devastating on Israel. In the war which Israel waged, the Second Lebanon War, Hezbollah terrorists from Lebanon fired missiles on Israeli cities, including Tel Aviv, and murdered dozens of Israelis when they did so in that war. They now have a capability to do far more damage, far, far, far more damage, if Israel doesn't act. Only Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party has advocated taking tough action and taking that action now. Among the politicians, of course, there are strategic experts and others who say that Israel should act. But among political leaders, only Feiglin is committed to taking action, to protect Israel from Iran's nuclear bomb-making program and to protect Israel from the Iranian, Syrian, and Russian missile batteries that are aimed at Israel in Lebanon and in Syria. Only Feiglin is committed to doing that. And if we don't do it, we have a situation where Russia and Iran are taking over Israel's northern border. Syria, Lebanon, Iraq are all controlled now by Russia and by Iran. And it's, you can imagine if Iran, God forbid, now goes nuclear, and they have those missile, they have that the hundreds of thousands of missiles aimed at Israel right on her northern border, and they have a nuclear capability. Can you imagine how much danger that's going to put this the tiny Jewish state in? It'll be in tremendous danger, literally threat of extinction, God forbid. This is why it's so essential that we elect Moshe Feiglin to the Knesset, to the Israeli parliament, and that we deliver our message to the people of Israel, warning the people of Israel about these dangers, which we've been doing. And when Moshe Feiglin goes on Israeli television and warns about it, because he's done interviews and he's been warning about it, we publicize it with our videos, we're advertising it, we're pushing. We're doing the best we can to wake people up and warn them. Will they listen to our warnings? I don't know. They didn't listen to the Jews didn't listen to Jabotinsky before the Holocaust when he said there was going to be a Holocaust. They didn't listen, and there was a Holocaust. And they didn't listen to Rabbi Kahana's warnings over the years, and Jews usually don't listen until it's too late. But we have to be there to issue the warnings. And it's important that the Jews at least will have been warned, so they'll at least know what's hitting them, even if, God forbid, it does hit them, at least they'll know what's hitting them so that maybe they could wake up and act quickly enough if a crisis comes. It's very important. It's very important that we get our message across. That's one thing we wanted to discuss this week. I don't think there's anything more important than JTF reaching the people of Israel with this warning. And the second thing we wanted to discuss, and by the way, before I get to the second thing, Ted Cruz was immediately, upon becoming president, going to take care of the Iranian nuclear problem for us. He was going to clean that up. He said he was going to tell the Iranians either they dismantle the entire nuclear program they have in a verifiable way where the United States can go in and international inspectors can go in with the United States and see that the program has been completely dismantled and completely taken apart so that Iran has no nuclear capability. He said either you dismantle that program completely in a verifiable way or we're going to go in and do it for you. In other words, he was saying the United States will take military action to destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. That was one of his first and most important campaign promises. And he would have done it. He would have done it. He would have carried it out, and we would have saved Israel from the prospect of a nuclear holocaust. That's what a Trump presidency could be. But you people who supported that, that's what a Cruz presidency could have done. A Cruz presidency, not a Trump presidency. Trump presidency continues the nuclear threat. We warned you that this problem would not be dealt with if Trump becomes president. We warned you that Cruz would solve the problem. And those of you who continue to support Trump over Cruz, despite that fact, you have put Israel in grave danger and jeopardy, and you'll answer for it on Yom HaDin, on the Day of Judgment. If you saw our warnings and you ignored them and you still voted for Trump and still supported Trump, you're going to have a lot to answer for on Yom HaDin, because you endangered the lives of millions of your fellow Jews. And I'm speaking to Jewish voters now and Jews out there who supported that pig Trump when he was running, despite the fact that he and Jeb Bush were the only two out of the 17 Republican candidates who did not commit themselves to immediately getting out of the Iranian nuclear arms treaty that Obama signed with Iran. He said he's going to work and negotiate with the treaty. What he says, we can't just rip up the agreement. The other 15 out of the 17 Republican candidates said they would rip up the agreement immediately, that it was a terrible agreement, Iran is violating it, and they would immediately abrogate the agreement, they would immediately rip it up. The only two Republican candidates who took the very anti-Israel position and anti-American position of saying they would continue to abide by Obama's nuclear arms agreement with Iran, the only two Republicans who said that were Donald Trump and Jeb Bush. And we warned you about it. We did videos showing you what he said, showing you how terrible Trump was and showing you how he was under the control of Russia. We did videos warning you about this. And yet, many of you still supported Trump over Cruz in the Republican primaries and caucuses, and you committed a terrible crime against your people. You'll be held accountable for it. You had better do tshuva. You had better beg Hashem to forgive you for this, because you did a terrible thing to Israel. You put a lot of Jews in danger when you did this. Very evil. Very evil, because you liked the fact that this filthy mouth orange pig was running around speaking the way he was, this turned you on? It turned you on? Does it turn you on that the Russians have film of him hiring prostitutes in Moscow to pish on him, to urinate on him? I mean, that's the latest thing we have now. One of the reasons why he's so afraid of Putin and so terrified, and why he kowtows to Putin and gets on his hands and knees before Putin all the time, is because Putin has film of him hiring prostitutes in Moscow in 2013 to urinate on him, and he urinated on them. They were urinating on each other, him and the prostitutes. This is a sick man. This is a sick, perverted, twisted individual. Anyway, that's the first thing we wanted to speak about, the farce of what happened in Syria. Let's hope and pray for a miracle. Let's hope and pray that John Bolton, the new national security advisor, will somehow influence Trump to do the right thing against Iran and against Hezbollah in Syria, to take the right steps. Let's hope John Bolton, because John Bolton advocated the correct policies. He's one of the only people Trump appointed that is worthy of support. I mean, John Bolton actually said the right things and advocated the right things over the years. Let's hope he can influence policy and through some miracle get Trump to do the right thing. We'll see. I doubt it. Until then, we have to try to wake the people of Israel up, and we've got to try to get Moshe Feiglin elected to the Israeli Knesset so that he'll be a voice of constantly warning the people of Israel, the way Winston Churchill warned the people of Britain about appeasing Hitler before World War II. Moshe Feiglin is like that Churchill-like warning. He gives the people of Israel that Churchill-like warning. And Churchill was not good, by the way, for the Jews. Churchill allowed the 6 million Jews to be murdered, deliberately allowed them to be murdered, together with all the other British politicians, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, Shem B'Rishayim Yirkav. So he was not good for the Jews. But at least for England, he was good in terms of warning England about the dangers of Hitler and the dangers of appeasing Hitler when Chamberlain was appeasing Hitler. And Netanyahu is Chamberlain, and so is Trump. They're appeasers. The second subject we want to discuss is the illegal alien problem in Israel, because Netanyahu announced that he wants to expel thousands of them. There are hundreds of thousands in Israel, but he wants to expel a small percentage of them, really. He has a goal. He sets a goal of expelling 6,000. You've got hundreds of thousands of them, and he's going to expel 6,000 of them and make such a big deal over it, and the Supreme Court says he can't do it. The Supreme Court in Israel then rules against him and doesn't allow him to do it. So now he's saying he wants to pass a law to prevent the Supreme Court from interfering with his plans. Wow. You know, he wants to pass laws limiting what the Supreme Court can do. Where was he for the past 22 years? He was prime minister the first time in 1996, okay? He's been prime minister now. In the past 22 years, he was prime minister for a total of 12 out of the past 22 years. Where was he during the first 12 years of his being prime minister when he protected the Supreme Court? He prevented every single effort to reform how things work in Israel. You know how the Supreme Court judges are selected in Israel? They select themselves. They pick their own successors. They're all on the far left, on the extreme left, and they pick all extreme left judges to succeed them, even though Israel, majority of Israeli voters are right wing. And yet they get an extreme left Supreme Court. Almost all the judges on the Supreme Court are from the far left. And these far left judges pick themselves, pick their successors from the same far left. That's the system in Israel. And Netanyahu has prevented any attempt to change that system. And yet people say he's a right-winger. And that's just we live in such a world of farcical illusions and mass stupidity. It's just beyond belief. Netanyahu protects the Supreme Court more than left-wing prime ministers did. Even Ehud Olmert, who was a left-wing prime minister, tried to reform and tried to change the way the Supreme Court works. Netanyahu won't even do that. He completely, slavishly protects the Supreme Court. So now he wants to pass some law to prevent the Supreme Court from interfering with his plan to remove 6,000 or so illegal aliens. He's going to pay them, by the way, compensation as well. He's going to pay compensation to people who illegally snuck into the country and are breaking Israeli law and endangering Israel and causing crime and destroying cities. He's going to pay them compensation to these beasts. And while he's expelling 6,000, another 60,000 are going to come in, God forbid. Because they're coming in. While all this is going on, they keep coming in. From all over the world. Israel doesn't have enough problems. There are millions of Arab Muslims who want to destroy the country living in Israel. Netanyahu won't get rid of any of them, and he encourages them to stay. He does everything to make life comfortable for them so that they'll stay and have more babies and become a bigger threat. But that's not enough. He has to also create a situation where hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from all over the third world come flooding into Israel. Again, the answer is getting rid of Netanyahu, warning the people of Israel, supporting Moshe Feiglin. We're doing two things. Number one, we ourselves are warning the people of Israel, trying to wake them up, making them aware of what the issues are. So that's the first thing we're doing. Our videos are bringing to tens of thousands of Jews, every single month, tens of thousands of Jews now are being exposed. 50, 60, 70,000 Jews a month are seeing our videos. And that's just the ones that, those are just the videos where we have a paid advertising campaign. We have thousands of videos where we don't have paid advertising in addition to that. So we're bringing a message to warn and wake the people of Israel up, which is very important, which puts pressure on the politicians in Israel. And the second thing we're doing is we're trying to also get into the Knesset, into the Israeli parliament, people who are worthy leaders, which would be Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. So we're doing two things at once. We're trying to, with our videos, we're urging people to support Moshe Feiglin. So we're doing two things at once to try to rectify this terrible situation. I don't know of anything more important than what we're doing. Israel's cities are being taken over and invaded and destroyed from within. Israel, the Israeli people are being lied to by their leaders. They're being told that they're being protected when they're not being protected, when the country is wide open and vulnerable to the worst type of attacks, including, God forbid, the prospect of a nuclear attack if Iran goes nuclear. Very, very dangerous situation. And the people of Israel are not being protected by their leaders. Their country is in grave danger. And their people have an educational system where children, Jewish children, are brainwashed and lied to and subjected to constant brainwashing and lies. And despite that, Israeli Jews have the highest birth rate of any country in the Western world. Israeli Jews in Judea and Samaria and in the religious nationalist sector have a higher birth rate than the Arab Muslims do. They have more babies than the Arab Muslims do per family. And those and who are those babies? Where are they coming from? The majority of babies, of Jewish babies born in Israel every year, and lots of them are being born, Baruch Hashem, thank God. The majority of Jewish babies being born in Israel every year are from religious homes, are religious. So the future is for religious Jews to take over Israel. If we could just wake people up and protect the people of Israel, and wake people up and get them on the right track, we could bring redemption to the Jewish people. We could have a religious state, we could bring redemption, we could have religious nationalist right-wing leaders taking over the country. Israel would turn into a Gan Eden, into a paradise, if that happened. But we got to have someone standing up and taking a stand and standing for what's right and standing for what's just and standing for what's Jewish, for Jewish values. And that's something JTF is doing. We've shown you our videos. We've shown you the views they get. Is there really anything more important than this, than the campaign that we've launched to wake the people of Israel up to these dangers and reach them with this truth? Can you think of something more important in the world than that, than to wake up God's people and get them to do what's right? And again, our campaign is not enough. It's not enough. We should be reaching millions of people. Millions of people in Israel. There's 6 million Jews. We should be reaching millions of them every month. If we were reaching millions every month, then we certainly would change Jewish history. Then Jewish history would change, and these leaders, their days would be numbered. But still, what we're doing is important and essential. Because without us, no one is bringing this type of message. Feiglin is, to a certain degree. He can't go as far as we can. He can't say what we can say because they'll ban him from running in Israel. Israel's an anti-democratic country. They'll ban him from running. He knows how far he can go. And so, but he does say, he says a lot of truth. We tell the whole truth. And it's essential. It's essential that our message get across. The more you help us, the more you help us, the more people we reach. The more people we reach. And you see it's going up. I mean, you see our numbers are going up, thank God. Let's hope that continues. Please pray for our success. Please help us financially. The more, again, every time you help us, all of our money is going to the Israel campaign. All of our money goes to the Israel campaign. And so you're reaching the Jews of Israel with this important message when you help us. And that's something Jews and righteous Gentiles should want to see happen. Help us. Let's work together. And by the way, also publicize JTF, even the English language movement. The more you publicize us, the more support we'll have, the more strength we'll have to be able to move forward and tell the truth and bring the truth to as many people as possible. So help us financially, pray for us, and publicize our movement. Let's work together. If we work together as a team, we can change Jewish history. We can make this a better world, Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.